Welcome to the What's Awesome Podcast for all your anime needs. We do lists, guides, reviews, and anime-related topics. From time to time, we'll even bring on a guest or two. Kick up your feet and relax. And here's your host, Batman Live 2002.
What happens when your husband wants to call you by an idol's name during sex? The fruit out of that nonsense. I guess today we're gonna have to find out.
ポッドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。
Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, it's Batman Live 2002, and I'm back with another hentai of the week. But quite frankly, it's hentai of the month at this point. Because, man, there ain't no hentai of the week. I'll tell you what, y'all probably been wondering where the fruit you been. And you know what? You know where I've been? I've been working. I'm a working man out here in these streets. The world's going crazy. And they need copyrighted more than ever. Anyway, so today's hentai that we're going to be looking at is called Netorare Zuma. Now, let me tell you something before I get started with this hentai. I'm probably butchering the name. I don't know. You know how it is. If you're an old listener, then you already know I'll be butchering these names out in these streets, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so, you know, I've been thinking about the direction of this podcast, where I want to take it and all that. And we're going to be covering some topics that, you know, it's one of those things that you want to kind of avoid because it's controversial, almost. Especially when it comes to hentai, right? Like rape in hentai, lollies in hentai, incest in hentai. All that kind of stuff, right? And, like, people like to tiptoe around that kind of stuff. But is it really okay to watch a little prepubescent girl or boy get raped in hentai? You know? No one talks about that. Anyway, so we're going to be... I'm really going to be hitting that hard because it's just something that I've been thinking about as I've been watching a lot of hentai. Not during private time, if you know what I'm saying, but for this podcast. I'm like, man, there's a lot of rape. And there's a lot of underage sex, too. But anyway, you know, we're going to get into that in future podcasts. But let's get on and pop in with today's Hentai of the Week, which is Netorare Zuma. Okay, that's what we're going to call it. Got a 6.3 on my anime list. And I got to say, I don't agree with that score at all. And you will see soon enough why I disagree. But anyway, Netorare Zuma is a one-episode OVA and it aired on April 17th, 2020. And the producer is MS Pictures. Let's click here and see what else MS Pictures brings to the table. How you guys doing today? Doing good? You know, this is the kind of thing you should already have up and going, but you know, I'm not very professional. Anyway, let's see what they got here. Sweet Home... H-Na Onesan, okay, probably a bunch of sisters getting boned, bust to bust, okay, all right, yeah, looking kind of hot, Chicken No License, about getting like a forbidden license or some bull crap. Let's see here, I mean, this studio got it going on, man. I love the artwork from this mug. It is one of the most beautiful or well-animated hentai I've seen, and you know, I've watched Another Lady Innocent, and that's probably the most beautiful, most detailed hentai I've ever seen. This is a close second. This is a close second. Anyway, let's get on to it. Let's get to the synopsis so we can get into the review. So it reads directly off of my anime list. Reiko is sexually frustrated because her husband is obsessed with an idol that looks like her and only says the idol's name during sex. Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. It didn't say that. Reiko tells Hiroki's friend, Taniguchi, about this and offers to become sex friends to release all her pent-up frustrations. That's actually exactly what happened. I don't know why I thought that this synopsis didn't really cover what happened in the episode. I read it before I watched the episode, then I watched it. I was like, oh, that synopsis didn't really, you know, give us everything. That literally was everything. I don't know. Anyway, that's the synopsis. Let's get into the review, baby.
Free hentai!
So like I said, this is a well-drawn hentai, alright? It's well-animated, just the animation is beautiful. It's beautifulous, well-animated, very fluid, very just well-defined tatas and badonkadonks and penises and such. So it's a very beautiful dicks in this hentai. Anyway, so this is how it gets started. So this bad boy started off with a good-looking guy. He ain't good-looking. He kind of looked, you know, he's just average, right? He kind of dark skinned like Mongolian or something. I don't know. Anyway, you know, they got good barbecue. So this dude with glasses on, you know, just dark skinned dude. He is staring into the abyss, the gaping abyss of a vajayjay that happens to be right on top of him. So, you know, we only got one episode. It's only 17 minutes. We need to get down to business to defeat these buns. Okay, so we don't have time to waste trying to build up to some bull crap. We need to get down to the action right now, get hot and heavy. You know what I'm saying? So they waste no time with my boy sticking his tongue into that thing. All right, he's sticking his tongue into that for JJ like ain't nobody's business. All right, he's trying to stick that thing in so deep. Man, it's just like Bill Cosby licking up a pudding cup. Let me tell you something. Let me get into this. All right. Man, he eating this for JJ. Like a black man at KFC, man. He eating this for JJ. Like, he know what he doing, man. He eating this for JJ. Man. Like a white man with some mayonnaise on the sandwich. I don't know. I'm just being racist. Get this mess canceled. Anyway, so he eating her out like nobody's business. All right, this man, he just handled his business. Bill Cosby will be proud of this mug. So she's screaming stuff like, oh, my producer's going to kill me for this. And I'm like, man, who the fuck is the producer? I don't really care because my man's eating her out like, you know, like he know what he doing. And the thing about this hentai I noticed is that they love to eat out the vajayjay in this hentai, okay? It seems that the fetish of this particular hentai is the tongue on the clitoris, all right? And this man eating this thing out like he really know what he doing, all right? He eating this thing out like a black man on the watermelon. You know, I'm black, so, you know, I'll be picking on black people a lot. Anyway, so, hey. So, they zoom in. Oh, they zoom out to her face. And, you know, this chick, at first, all we see is the gaping abyss. That is her vajayjay and her beautiful clitoris, okay? Now we zooming out to her face, and she's pretty hot. As we already know, if you already seen the cover art of this mug, you already know it's going to be the chick with the big boobies, you know, on the cover art. So you already know what you look like. Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. All right, so she turned to the man, all right, and then she goes into the 69 position. Now, for all you children out there, there should be no kids listening to Batman Live 2002's podcast, all right? So if you under 18, get the fruit out of here, all right? But if you're over 18, let me learn you something. All right, the 69 position is when the man got his face down in the vajayjay and the woman got her face down, or I should say her face inside of the King Kong ding-along, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so she started going this down on this man like a fat man at a hot dog eating contest. All right, man, she is strangling herself on this man's King Kong ding-along. And man, she going down this thing like a fireman going down a pole, all right? She know what she doing, and she licking it like a lollipop, okay? She know what she doing. All right, so they out here, they 69 each other. And, you know, it's pretty dang hot. This artwork, it's beautifulous, all right? The artwork just takes it to a different level than a lot of hentai I've really seen. Because I've seen a lot of hentai, a lot of crappy artwork and all that. It could take away from the ambience of the whole situation that's being set up. All right, it could take away from just the pleasure you can derive as a viewer. I don't just like to see sexy time going on. I like to look at detail in the background. I like to see fluidity in the way the characters are moving as they bumble the ground and twist and turning. Back and forth. Bumping and grinding. Anyway, so the animation top quality is all I'm saying. And so I want to see more hentai from the studio, and I'm gonna go back and I am going to purposely, because normally when I do these hentais of the week, I just go to my anime list. I point at the screen. It's like, where my finger lands is where I'm going to watch today. And this is what I watched, Notori Zuma. All right? I didn't go and pick Notori Zuma. Notori Zuma picked me. Anyway, so I'm going to go back and watch more hentai from the studio because it messes hot. You know what I'm saying? Now, she jumped on my boy, man. She jumped on my boy. She started riding this man like a cowboy running a mechanical bull. Man, she started riding this man like Bill Cosby. And this is the reason why he got thrown in prison, man. She riding this man like she know what she's doing. Like, man, let me tell you. Anyway, so the animation's really doing it for me at this point. Because as she's riding this man, we do a zoom in on this man. Very beautiful dick. All right, this man got the most beautiful dick I've ever seen in hentai. Next to Lady Innocent, okay? Another Lady Innocent. This man got a very beautiful, just well-defined penis. You see all the detail in it. And what I appreciate about it is that it's not a hentai dick, okay? It's a well-hung porn star's dick, okay? So it's not anything, you know, so over the top, you know, 14, 15 inches, like a freaking demon that comes from the pit of hell to go and rape his lolly succubus, okay? No, this thing is a well-defined, realistically sized penis, all right? This man, he's well-hung, all right? But he's not so well-hung that it's just to the realm of ridiculousness, all right? And that's what I appreciated that. Because I'm tired out here seeing in these streets, hentai, big 15, 20, 30, 40, 50-inch penises. Get the fruit out of here. How are you supposed to stick that inside a vagina and expect the woman not to die? You gonna rearrange your guts? Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. Anyway, so she riding this man. He's riding his big, beautiful dick, all right? And it's really... it's hard to focus on anything but this man's penis. But I will tell you that I focus on more than his beautifulous dick, all right? So now we're gonna focus on the girl. Big, luscious, thick. THICC, thick hips. Big old titties. Man, she got it going on, man. She, you know, she riding. She is just as beautiful as this man. This man with big, glorious dick. But she also got some big, glorious titties. Thick, luscious hips. Some nice lips. You know, all that going on. But, you know, I mean, the dick is really dominating the scene. It's kind of hard. You know, I don't roll like that. I'm married to a woman. But sometimes when the dick is that beautiful, you just got to stare at it. All I'm saying, you know. Maybe I was feeling a little confused watching this. I don't know. Anyway, so she riding this man and her big, beautiful nipplers bouncing up and down on this big, beautiful dick. And then he pulls it forward and they really start going to town, man. He really taking her to pound town, downtown pound town. He taking her all the way to pound town. Man, let me tell you, this sex ain't so hot, boy. Let me tell you. Man, I was getting hot and bothered. But I was taking notes, so, you know, I wasn't doing anything like that. So then we zoom out, and this guy looked just like Brock from Pokemon. Like it didn't really dawn on me that this guy looked precisely like Brock if Brock had a big, beautiful dick and if he wore glasses. This guy looked precisely like Brock. So from now on, we are going to call him Brock or Brock from Pokemon. But that is the protagonist, okay? This guy looks like it could have been Brock's brother. And what's funny is that Brock is a horn dog anyway, so this is like ideal. This is perfect. Oh, excuse me, I had a little little burp there. Anyway, let me get on. Oh, right up in the throat there. Anyway, just like she took it. So Brock from Pokemon over here, and it's as if going back to the description of Brock, it's as if Like, if Brock put on glasses and opened his eyes. That, so just get the image in your head. People firing fireworks out of this bug, man. I'm about to go outside and kick somebody in the dick. Anyway, so now we're going to call this dude Brock from Pokemon. All right, we moving forward. So, man, I picked a good hentai to come back to, all right? So anyway, he cream pies his chick. And she's screaming Bloody Mary as she orgasms. And you know what? You know how it is. You know how it is in the streets. You watch enough hentai to know how it sound like when these chicks are having orgasm. They sound like a freaking bald eagle is gripping or is ripping out the spine of a freaking church mouse or something. You know, and they're like, I don't need to reenact it. She is screaming bloody murder like she being murdered in this mug, but she is orgasming harder than life. Okay, so anyways, my boy Brock, you know, he orgasms. So he's sitting in the bed, he maxing and relaxing, got his hands behind his head, bragging about how great his dick is. You know what I'm saying? So he turns to her, he goes like, "How has my technique improved, Mama you, whatever." He calls her Mama You. And she straight Hadoukens this fool right off the bat. Get the fruit out of here. You're looking like Street Fighter. For freaking Ryu from Street Fighter. How you going to Hadouken this man off the bat with no warning? This man got no warning. He got uppercut off the bat. He went flying. He got the Team Rocket blasting off again treatment. Doing a quadruple backflip off the bat. I don't know if he did that. But, you know, he got the straight uppercut to the jaw and this man flew out of the bed. And I'm like, oh, man, you shouldn't call her Mama You. I don't know what that's about. But clearly that's not her name. So, man, yeah, this man go flying. He's sitting on the ground whining like a little sissy. And you will soon see that Brock is a straight punk throughout the entirety of these 17 minutes. Anyway, this dude brought it upon himself because Mama You is not the name of this chick he's banging who happens to be his wife, as you should have discerned from the synopsis. Mama You turns out to be an idol, his favorite idol. And the only way that Brock could get off banging his wife is by calling his wife by the name of this idol. Get the fruit out of that nonsense. You wanna know what happens if I call my wife a different woman's name while we in the throes of passion? Batman and I do that, you're gonna be divorced. That's what's gonna happen. Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. So anyway, so you know, Brock on the ground with big beautiful dick out, but you know, ain't no one gonna sympathize with this fool. How you gonna call your wife another woman's name? Not even be able to get off unless you call another woman's name. Get the fruit out of here, that nonsense. So she starts, you know, she starts going in on this dude. And she like, I know I look like this teen idol, but I'm sick and tired of this bull crap. And she looking angry, but sexy, wrapped up in this towel, nipples hanging out and all that. Big luscious hips, big old beautiful lips, all that kind of stuff. You know, she got it going on. She's almost as beautiful as Brock's big beautiful dick, but not quite. So anyway, so we just go to another scene like that didn't just happen. We just transition to another scene because we ain't got no time to waste. We at the like the 5, 6, 7 minute mark, and you know we gotta keep it moving. We only got 10 more minutes left in the episode, so we gotta keep it trucking. So anyway, we get to the next scene, and an old college friend of Brock shows up, and he just shows up out of nowhere. He's like, "Yeah, you know, you really," and they're sitting down to dinner or something. I don't remember what they're doing. They're sitting at the table, and Brock and his wife. One side of the table and college friend, who that's how we refer to him as, is on the other side. And he's like, "Oh, you really do look like Mama You." And the wife turns to Brock and is like, "Oh, so you telling everybody that I look like Mama You, that you can't get off unless you with Mama You. Why don't you go and be with Mama You?" She didn't say that, but you know, she had a look in her eyes like she pissed. And then Brock is like, "Bruh, you know, like, why you gonna go and rap me out like that? You know, you shouldn't be talking when we have bro time and when I'll be sharing this information, dog. You know, you shouldn't be out in the streets telling my wife what I'm telling you in secrecy. Get the fruit out of here." He didn't say any of that, but, you know, it was in the verbal, you know, nonverbal communications. You could see it in their eyes staring at each other. You know, they're all just angry. except for the college friend. Now he's just amused that he's breaking up this marriage, because as you will soon see that, or soon hear that, the college friend has his own nefarious plans. So anyway, so the college friend, you know, he got his game on point. All right, he complimenting the wife on the good looks. And you know, he's like, hey, beautiful, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, he's spitting it out. He probably as smooth as Bill Cosby was back before he was in prison. Anyway, so, you know, yeah, he's like, hey, girl, you got them good looks. You looking good with them big hips, you know, with them big, luscious lips out here in the streets. You know, I know he got a big, beautiful dick, but, you know, you need to see, come over here quick. You saw what I did there? I was rhyming. But anyway, as he's talking to her, even as Brock is sitting there, you already know about to be on the popping between the college friend and the wife. We just now need to get Brock out of the way. And that's going to come. It's going to come real soon. So for some reason, Brock falls asleep on the couch. And I must not have been paying attention, because I don't know why Brock would just fall. He just walks over to the couch, maybe because he just got hadoukened last scene. All right, maybe he just fell unconscious. I don't know, or maybe because he got drained by his wife. But you know, he just falls asleep on the couch, just willy nilly, and this dude was just standing there with his wife. I'm like, you can't say bye to your friend, get him out of the house, then fall asleep. Now it's your fault for what's about to happen, dog. Ain't nobody got no sympathy for you calling your wife mama. You, I gonna call your wife another name? Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. So anyway, so Brock falls asleep on the couch, and the wife turns to the college friend. She like, yeah, well, you know, he won't have sex with me unless we pretend I'm this skank booty teen idol, mama you. She didn't say that, but you know, she might as well have said that. So college friend's like, hey, baby, you know, the best way to resolve this issue is for you and your husband to sit down and go to counseling and to sit down and really talk it out. And then for me to stick my penis in your vagina. Now, how this resolves anything, I can't say. The fruit out there with that nonsense ain't resolved nothing. He trying to act like he the therapist. He the therapist. But he out here trying to bring out his King Kong ding-along to stick it in her for JJ. I don't know why I said it like that, like it was all slow. Anyway, all I know is that since the animation's so good, I'm ready for it to get on the poppin'. I'm hoping college friend got a big, beautiful dick, just like Brock. Like my boy Brock over here. Dark-skinned Mongolian dude. I don't know what he is. He dark-skinned. Anyway, so he goes into this dude, man. See, I was hoping for a good scene, but then my boy got to go in the hentai rape status. He got to go in the hentai, college friend, go in the hentai rape status, and starts raping this girl against her will. And we all know about hentai and rape, and you know what, if you can't handle that mess, don't watch it. Which is why I'm bringing up these topics in the future reviews, no, not reviews, but topics on my podcast, talking about consent. And you're not, it's, anyway, it's that controversial stuff. But I ain't afraid to talk about it. And so this man goes straight rapist mode. He started grubbing this girl. Like, man, he's grubbing this girl. And she don't want it. She don't want it. It's not even one of those things like, oh, it feels so, you know, grope me good until I like it, mess. Nah, she don't want it at all. She don't want this man grubbing her. Eventually she does, but you know how it goes. Anyway, so eventually this man, you know, grubbing her titties. Grubbing her vajayjay. Vigilant sticks his fingers right into the vajayjay. All right, right down into the gaping abyss that is her vajayjay. And the scene is, quite frankly, is hot. All right, the animation just takes it to that level of hotness. And all I'm thinking is, as he's, you know, groping her and sticking his finger into her vajayjay, and I'm thinking back to some of my past of times I've encountered women and finger play and such, and I'm thinking that, weren't you guys just a second ago, weren't you guys a second ago eating? Weren't you eating food? So that means that you got all that food on your fingers and sticking it up in that vajayjay. Get the fruit out of here. You know, you can friggin', were you putting food in a vajayjay? You putting food in a vajayjay? You know you get infections like that? You didn't know that, did you? You didn't learn something. Yeah! You gotta have clean fingers before you go down there! Spitting. I just spit onto my pop filter. Nasty. I hope I'm not blowing your eardrums out. But she about to get her back blown out, if you know what I'm saying. The fruit out of here, this dude ain't wash his hands. So, you know, he got his food cover hands down there. I don't remember if they were eating or not. All I know is that I think they were eating, and I think he just stuck his food cover hands down in for JJ. But whatever, get the fruit out of all that. So the dude, he over here, he molesting this chick, the wife. And being that, you know, this hentai, she slowly starts to get into it. You know, she's resisting. And he's like, oh, baby, you know, just go with it. Just go with it. Let me tell you something, folks. In real life, don't do that. If she says you don't want it, don't give it to her. The fruit out of here with that nonsense. My voice cracking down this mug. Anyway, we have the commercial break. We'll be right back with the second half and final half of the Zentai of the Week. Hey guys, this is Batman Live 2002. This is the place, this is the time in the podcast, but there should be some sort of ad, you know, because that shows that the podcast has made it. That shows that the podcast is going places. But I want you to know, folks, that there are no advertisements on this mug. In fact, there's one. There's one advertisement. Guess what? The website's back, baby. What's awesome? Actually, it's not back. Oh, crap. Well, this is a waste of time. It's not open to the public yet. Website will soon to come. I got t-shirts. I make t-shirts now. I make cups. I make hats. All with the Wasawesome logo on that mess. And some anime stuff. I make it myself. I got my own heat press. I got all my own stuff. I make it and I ship it, son. More to come. Back to the podcast. Alright, so where were we? We back from the commercial break. So anyway, so this dude out here, he molesting this girl. Alright, let me readjust my stuff. So, you know, he out here, and like I say, like in any hentai, he gonna rape her until she likes it. Alright, she ain't gonna like it at first. She gonna passively resist. And then it's just like, oh, you know, it feels so good. Get the fruit out of here. So anyway, so I hold Brock over on the couch, and he just knocked out like none of this is happening. Just a few feet away. Get the fruit out of here with these loud hentai noises. His wife is moaning louder than Thomas, the train engine, whatever he's called. You know, the freaking train, sentient train engine with the face. The one with all the mods like Skyrim and whatever. Anyway, man, she is loud. She's making all the hentai noises. How is he asleep just a few feet away and don't hear that mess? How? The fruit out of here. He is asleep. They're a few feet away. She is screaming like a freaking werewolf taking the silver bullet to the heart. All right? She's screaming like a vampire taking the stake up the butt. I don't know. Anyway, so, man, you know the dude ain't knocked out. He just pretending like his wife ain't just getting molested a few feet away. I don't know what's happening with this dude. I don't even know why he knocked out. I need to go back. I'm never going to, maybe, but if I care enough, I'll go back to see why he was so tired. Anyway, so, so rapist boy, we're not calling him college boy anymore. We're calling him rapist boy. And starts eating her out, and man, this scene's hot, okay? So, let me tell you, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, this hentai, its fetish, or its thing, is the eating out of the clitoris, okay? And this man, the clitoris rex, and this man, he is just, he's going to town, all right? He's using his tongue, and he clearly has experience raping other girls because he seems to know exactly what he's doing. So the way his tongue is lovingly caressing her, but JJ just really just warms my heart. Or I would say that if he wasn't raping her. Anyway, so it's just, anyway. So she is clearly enjoying it, but at the same time, she don't want it. She is clearly trying to push this man away, but at the same time, she is succumbing to the pleasure. She didn't want Brock, because Brock is over here, he just being punk, pretending to be asleep on the couch. And she wants her husband. All right, she's a loyal wife, even though her husband regularly can only bang her if he calls her by a different woman's name. Now, let me tell you again, my wife would not tolerate such a thing, and I would be out in the streets. I would belong to the streets if that mess happened. Anyway, so this man, rapist boy, take out his King Kong ding-along. And he puts her on the table that they just ate at, okay? Let me tell you something. This is very unsanitary. Now, Batman Live 2002, he is an adventurous, sexual man, okay? But I don't screw where I eat, all right? I don't want all the booty juices, the vajayjay juices, the King Kong ding-along juices, you know, spraying all over my table. I don't even have a table. I have one of them little Japanese tables, you know, the kind that you fold up and, you know, you sit on your knees, you fold your, sit, you know, Indian style. Is that racist saying Indian style? You know how you, anyway, whatever. I have one of them little Japanese tables. I forgot what they called. So, you know, it, first of all, it wouldn't support any of our weight and that thing would just collapse. But if it did, I wouldn't be screwing on it. Anyway, so he puts her on the table and he starts thrusting in a very hot rape scene, okay? And that's what it is. Because that's what's happening here. There's nothing consensual about this mother. She's being raped. But it's hentai, so it's okay, right? It's hentai. If you don't like it, get the fruit out of here with it. Nonsense. So college boy, rapist boy, picks her up, walks her over the brock. Sorry, I probably hit the mic there. He literally, man, let me tell you the alpha move this dude just does right here. And we near the end because it's only 17 minutes. He picks her up, walks over to Brock, who was peacefully slumbering on the couch. And this rapist boy proceeds to bang this dude's wife right over him. He's literally standing over this dude and banging his wife. And she is screaming like a banshee. All right, she is screaming like a freaking ghost that's being exercised back down the hill, all right? She is just screaming out here like a freaking American bald eagle, proud to be an American. America. That's what she's screaming. She's screaming America. She's being screwed in Japan. Anyway, so, you know, this isn't a Chad move. I don't know what it is. This man just, he is asserting his dominance in the most ridiculous way I've ever seen. How he gonna bang another man's wife standing over him, staring down into your slumbering, just staring down at you into your slumbering face. And it's just sad. You gotta feel bad for Brock at this point because his wife is literally getting banged and he's just slumbering. I think I would have woke up if I have an American bald eagle screaming America in my ear the whole friggin' time. Yeah, how you gonna get hit in the face for some vajayjay juice after she comes and still don't wake up? Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. Fruit out of here. So anyway, we in the next scene like that never happened. How we gonna transition to the next scene like that didn't happen? And so this chick, his wife, is now cosplaying Mama You. Okay, hold up. Before we get on to the next scene, I want to know what just happened. Because, let me tell you something. How you going to get banged while you sleeping on the couch? Your wife's getting banged right above you. You get hit in the face with some vajayjay juice, and you still don't wake up. What happened? Did the college friend set her down? Did they go clean off the table? Did they clean the hem off? Did they clean off all the vajayjay juice off of Brock's face? Huh? You want to explain that part to me? The fruit out of here with that nonsense. I just want to know what happened. I want to know how they ended that interaction and all that. So anyway, it's just such a hot hentai though. It's extremely hot. I love the big beautiful dicks. Anyway, so Brock starts eating out his whore of a wife. Because like I said, they enjoy eating people out in this hentai, and you know, it's well animated, clitoris rex. All right, it's a very beautiful clitoris. I've seen quite a few of those in my day, and it's one of the more beautiful ones I've ever seen. But anyway, so I was just thinking that, you know, Brock's face is down there, and he's really going to town, and his wife is really enjoying it. But the thing is that, wasn't there just another King Kong ding along down that coochie in just in the last scene? If this man knew that there was another King Kong ding along up in that coochie, would his face be down there? We'll never know. We will never know. So anyway, he sticks his thing in, and they start banging like nobody's business. And so, my boy Brock, you know, as he's doing his thing, the last couple of minutes of this hentai, he must have sensed something was amiss. Because suddenly he starts going to town like freaking Mechagodzilla versus Godzilla and King Kong, all right? Like, he really just going to overdrive. He really a man on a mission out here. Just banging his wife, man, like he, like a dehydrated man in the desert. He found a oasis, and now he just really lapping it up with his penis. Anyway, so man, he just screwing her back. And he starts to bang her so hard that he knocks her back to the previous day. He bangs her so hard, she goes into a flashback. And that literally happened. And so the flashback is a college guy, and I guess it tells us what happened after they were done banging over Brock. And he's hard as a rock. But anyway, and he's like, well, I'll visit again next week. And then she's back to reality. That was literally it. That was a whole flashback. But when you only got 17 minutes, only one episode, you really got to limit that stuff. So anyway, so we back to Brock screwing his wife. Big, beautiful dick. All right, this man got, you know, I don't want to just fixate on this man's dick, but it's beautiful. So that's what I'm going to do. So one thing I will say is that, back to what I said earlier about the dick proportion sizes in this hentai, because they're not ridiculously sized. They are the size of a moderately hung porn star. Now, not even like the big, huge, monster dick porn stars, but, you know, moderately hung porn stars. The kind where you're like, oh, yeah, that's doable, probably. If you're a woman or a dude who likes big, beautiful dicks. Anyway, so, no horse dick protagonist in this hentai, and I appreciate that. I will definitely be watching more hentai from the studio. So anyway, so we end this last scene, with Brock squirting his love juices into Mama Yu's, because don't forget, the wife is cosplaying Mama Yu. He squirts it into her for JJ. Maybe he's impregnating her. Who knows? And then it hits me. Because I'm starting to feel bad about Brock. You know, like, he got hadoukened for calling his wife Mama Yu. He still didn't deserve to get uppercutted off the bed like that. She would have did Ryu from Street Fighter proud. He gets knocked out or is knocked out, and he basically has this alpha Chad of a jerk-faced college friend come over, bangs his wife on the place they eat. Now the sex juice is everywhere. The dude bangs his wife over him, and now his wife vajayjay juice is all over his face. Now I assume that there is also penis juice on his face as well. And I'm starting to feel bad for Brock. But then I was reminded of one fact that, you know, is just so prevalent throughout the entirety of this hentai. But what is it? You're literally calling your wife by another woman's name. Maybe you deserved all this crap. You ever think about that? How you gonna go up to your mama, your baby mama, your girlfriend, whoever she happens to be, your booty call, whatever she is, and call her by another woman's name? You only bring her by calling her another name. Maybe your slutty waifu deserves to be without a man because you calling her, you can't even bring your wife as your wife. You gotta imagine her as a whole different woman. The woman got pent up sexual frustration because of this mug. You ruining your marriage calling this woman by another name. Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. So I'm thinking that Brock probably deserves all this. I'm just saying. You can't go up to your wife and call her a whole different name. Bang your wife with a whole different name. Fantasize about a whole different woman with your wife knowing that you fantasize about a whole different woman. And that's the only way you get off. Get the fruit out of here. That nonsense. I'm thinking that product deserves all this. So this man squirts his love juice into her vagina, and then it just ends. And that was it. That was the end. And it's very straightforward. Very straightforward ending. And I gotta say, I actually quite enjoyed this hentai. Even after all the ridiculousness, it's very beautifully drawn, very beautifully animated. Big, beautiful titties and big, beautiful dicks all around. And I give it a good solid 9 out of 10 and the Wisconsin stamp of approval. And yeah. And I probably would have enjoyed it in a different way if I wasn't so furiously writing notes. For the sake of the podcast. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. Hope you enjoy the review for Natore Zuma. And more episodes to come. Took me a break. Get long break. I'm sure y'all noticed. With Batman Live 2002. With all his hentais of the week. I really enjoy that because I'm perverted. And I love hearing a sweaty black guy in a closet with no sort of ventilation. So now he's all sweaty and stuff. I like hearing him screaming about big, beautiful penises. Well, I'm back, baby. Screaming about big, beautiful penises. And talking about all the stuff in hentai that you need to hear. And of course, going back to my other stuff, this isn't a purely hentai podcast, and it didn't start that way. But I've enjoyed making these podcasts, and I will continue to make hentai-focused episodes. But I'll also be doing anime reviews, soundtrack breakdowns, what grinds my gears and other such things, and even some new stuff I have planned on the horizon. I really do have t-shirts and mugs and such. More to come on the website. More to come. The website, yeah, I've been working real hard on it. Every freaking time I get that website up, some dude from either freaking China or freaking Russia hacks me every time, and they just fill it with malware, and I either have to pay $50 or I have to tap into my cybersecurity background from another life some time ago and root out all the friggin' malicious code and crap that they inject into the website. And then I always inevitably ruin something, and then I gotta rebuild the website. It's literally happened to me 5 times, but now I have more money. You know, back when this was first happening, I didn't have as much money to fix it, so I would try it myself. But now I have more money. I'm just gonna just pay someone to do it. But anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. I need you guys to do me one favor. Just one little favor for me, please. Just one. Stay with Sasa, people. Stay with Sasa. Yeah.
Follow us awesome on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, Janet.